What you focus on is what you will create. Maintain the focus on your big dreams to bring them to life. Today on Growing Hope, we're looking at 5 ways to create a habit for your focus to your big dreams.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are working together to build up balanced lives. I am Catherine Lang, your resident Hope Smith. With a little bit of hope, it all becomes possible. And it is possible. It's just that you have to provide the steps to get there. You have to take the action, and hope gives you a foundation for standing in your possibilities. You need hope. I heard someone recently say that she didn't have any hope. None. And my first reaction was just how sad I was for her. But then she shocked me with what she followed up with. She said that she demanded I not have hope either. She demanded it. Now look, I accept your choice not to have hope. I don't understand it, but I accept it because it's your choice. You have the right to choose a hopeless path. But I'm not giving up my hope. It is a fundamental part of who I am. No matter what the situation or what the circumstances that come up, there is always a reason to hope. And hope makes it possible for me to focus on the next step. And I need that if I'm going to keep stepping into my big dreams. I need hope. I hold on to hope. I need all the help I can get maintaining my focus. I mean, I may have mentioned a couple of times that I'm pretty good at squirrel chasing. If I'm not intentional about where I'm focusing and how I'm focusing, then I will lose my focus. And me with lost focus gets me nowhere but dizzy. You have to maintain focus if you're going to get it done. You maintain your focus by practicing these simple little tricks. Write out your goal every morning. This keeps the goals fresh on your mind, so you start the day with those goals. Post the goals around the house. My favorite spot is in the bathroom mirror, is on the bathroom mirror, because I see it multiple times each day. Read the goals during the day, throughout the day. Read the signs that you've posted around the house, or carry cards with the written goals. Share your goals with others. It builds the enthusiasm. Sharing them lets you get excited about them again, and it also gets them excited. And also review your goals at the end of the day. Write the goals down again. Have them fresh on your mind and in your heart as you go to sleep. I was working on a project when the delivery guy rolled up the driveway. So I went out to get the package. And then I brought it in and started going through the contents. And then I started putting the contents away. And while I was in the kitchen, I started dinner. And can you see where this is going? Basically nowhere. I lost my focus. I didn't even remember the project until the guys got home and they asked me about the project. And then I remembered I was supposed to be doing the project. I had been wandering around doing stuff and not getting stuff done. You need your focus if you're going to get it done. You need to have it fresh on your heart and mind in order to keep it at the forefront of your actions and activities. If you're not focused, then you're not going to get there, ever. Because something's got your focus, whether it's your big dreams or that squirrel that's chasing you down the rabbit hole. Whatever's got your focus is where you're going to go. So if you're not focused on your big dreams, you're focused on something else. And if that something else is not moving you into your purpose, then you are focused on the wrong thing. You have to have your focus on your big dreams. And you only do that when you repeat your big dreams and make yourself focus on it. Think about that. How do you get focused? You make the choice to focus. You look at it. You see it. You repeat it. You speak it. You share it. You pursue it. That's how I got my husband. If you're not focused, you can't get there. You have to focus in order to go. So focus on your big dreams. Feed them into your heart and mind, and continually feed them into your heart and mind until they become the default driving force for all that you do and everywhere that you go. With that kind of focus, you can make your dreams your possibility living. But it takes focus. Focus matters, because where you focus, you will go. If you want to reach your big dreams, you have to stay focused on those big dreams. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll focus more on these ideas for finding focus. Growing Hope will be back after these messages. This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. Hope makes a way. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope. Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose. Planted deep inside you right now is a seed that will grow up into your unique purpose when it is uncovered and nurtured. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's PECUPRODUCTIONS. For more information about how we can help you begin to live your uniqueness so that you can soar into your world of possibilities. You have a purpose that is unique to you. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams.
Travel along with Cal, Preston, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or KatherineLang.com.
Welcome back to Growing Hope, where we are focused on being focused because you follow your focus, and we want to follow our focus to our big dreams. I am Catherine Lane, your focus coach. If you're struggling to find your focus, visit me at CoachForFocus.com. When I was in high school geometry, My teacher, Mr. Godwin, he was great about helping us find little tricks to get the problems done. And, of course, we had to draw shapes because it was geometry. And instead of getting out rulers and doing all that, he encouraged us to put a dot where we wanted to start and then put another dot where we wanted to finish. And then you would focus on the second dot. You put your pencil on the first dot, focus your eyes on the second dot, and then take your pencil to where you were focusing. And almost every single time, your line would be perfectly straight. Because focus matters. Whether you're drawing a line for geometry or you're pursuing your big dreams, the right focus is what gets you there. When you lose focus, your line and your life gets crooked. But there's so much out there that is desperately trying to steal your focus. And so you're going to have to practice those big dreams in order to create a focus habit for those big dreams. So write down your goals first thing in the morning. And do it every morning. This keeps your goals at the forefront of everything that you're doing and creating that day. It becomes your default focus. I don't know if you've ever heard the story of Captain Sands. He was a prisoner of war during the Vietnam War. And some people say it's a true story, some people it doesn't. But it doesn't matter. The point is the same. Before he went in to the war, he was a casual golfer. And he had never shot above 100. I mean, below 100. I don't know anything about golf, but I hear 100's not that great. So the story goes that for 7 years while he was held prisoner, Captain Sands focused on going out and playing a full 18 holes of golf. In his mind, in his imagination, he would walk through that golf course over and over and over again. It was his way of escaping his captivity. So when he was finally released, he had a chance to go play golf for the first time in 8 years, and he shot a 74. That's serious improvement, all because of his mental focus on playing the perfect golf game. When you write down your goals over and over and over and over, you create the same kind of honed focus for what you are moving towards. So write down your goals every morning. You also need to post your goals around the house where you will see them on a regular basis. Write them out on bright paper so it'll catch your attention. Move them around, or have your kids move them around so that you don't know where they are and they surprise you. The point is that you want them to get your attention. You want yourself focused on those goals. I have my goals typed out on a piece of paper, but not just my goals. I wrote them out in I am statements. So I am speaking to 1 million people every week. I am making purposeful choices to invest in my relationships. I am creating an event-ready home and yard by purposeful purging and purposing. Every time I go in the bathroom, I see these I am statements and they catch my attention. They realign my focus. And on more than one occasion, they have pushed me to take one more step to get to where I needed to go. So put your goals in places where you will see them and read them. Then speak your goals out loud all during the day. Read the ones that you have posted or carry them around on cards. Hearing you say your goals will be one more way to help your big dreams take root in your heart. And when it takes root, it's able to grow up. I have my big dreams on index cards, and I can take those out with me when I go run errands or when I go out on the porch to do, you know, my sun yoga, sun stretching thing that I do. And I will, instead of counting a stretch, I'll read one of my I am statements. It reinforces it for me. Saying them out embeds the goals deeper into your heart and mind. So speak your goals and share your goals. Share them with other people. Share what you want to do and why you want to do it. It keeps you focused on the goals because the more you talk about it, the more real they become to you. If you are creating big dreams that are a little bit impossible, then you need to fuel the belief that you can get there, even though it is a little bit possible. And the more you talk about it, the more you fuel your possibility thinking. A long time ago, I wrote down that I wanted to have a program that would reach 1 million people per week. And it wasn't until I was listening to Tom Rigsby, the unashamed nonconformist, one morning. He challenged us to write down a dream that we were scared to share with anyone else. So I wrote it out. And when I was telling my dad about it, I spoke out that same dream. And the more I shared, the more real it became to me, and the more ways I could see to move towards the dream. Speak your goals to others so that you begin to believe your goals for yourself. And review your goals. Review them at the end of the day. Write them down again. Lay there and imagine living on the other side of your finish line. The more that you think about your goals, the more your goals will be the first thing that you think of. The key to focus is to make it your default. I'm a big fan of focusing on the positives. When something happens, I try to find a positive. When a storm comes, I try to find a positive. When I hit a wall, I wait till I get up and recover, and I try to find the positive. I've practiced finding the positive so much that even in 2011, when we were affected by the tornadoes, the first thing I thought about was, hey, I mean, after everybody, I saw everybody was okay, hey, we get a new roof. That's the one thing that we always wanted after we moved the house out here. We got it from another town and moved it and set it here. We wanted a higher pitch on the roof line, but it was so expensive. But when the tornadoes came through, they dropped three massive trees on the roof. We had to get a new roof line. So it was the positive that I saw. I saw the destruction around me, but I immediately started looking for positives in that negative situation. It's not always easy to keep your focus when things aren't going the way you expected, or the way you wanted, or the way you needed. But the more you practice your focus, the more you will default to that focus even during the storms. Maintain your focus by repeating your goals until those goals are so natural that they are as natural as breathing, or as breathing is for your life. They need to be your default, but they need to be your natural default. And the more you practice them, the more natural they become. The more I practiced finding the positive, the more it became my default position. The more I thought about little bits, that's the newest one. The more I thought about doing little bits, the more it became my default. I don't have to do it all. I just have to do a little bit. I don't have to pick up the whole living room. I just have to take those shoes to my son's room. I don't have to do it everything. I just have to do a little bit. Focusing on that little bit has made little bits my default go-to. Now I naturally do a little bit without even thinking about it. That's what happens when you make the choice to invest in your focus. The more you focus on it, the more it becomes natural. Every one of us has a different way of creating this natural default. But repetition works for us all, whether you're listening to it or reading it or saying it, or writing it, or better yet, do it all. The more ways you find to instill that focus into your life, the more you can repeat those big dreams, the more that focus is going to become your default. And when it becomes your default, it is almost impossible for anything to completely take you off focus for those big dreams. They may derail you for a minute, but you'll always come back because it's your default. Focus is necessary. If you're going to get there, you're going to have focus. Lose your focus and you will lose your way. Hold your focus and you will hold your big dreams. Growing Hope needs to take one more break and then we will solidify the focus we need to get there.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life? Going at full speed, but only spinning the wheel until you stumble and the wheel is spinning you? Do you want to get it all done, but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all? The Whiteboard of World Domination helps you get off the wheel and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com.
Hey! Is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah, forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow. That's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I have a secret. Actually, I have 8 secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. Hi, I'm Catherine Lang, and I am the Husband Whisperer. I've learned the secrets for having the perfect spouse.
The Husband Whisperer by Catherine C. Lang. Available at most online bookstores, or you can purchase your copy by visiting www.catherine.com. katherinelang.com/books.
The music for this production was created by Kevin MacLeod and Competech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by attribution.
Welcome back to this final segment of today's Growing Hope, where we have been focused on maintaining focus for walking out your big dreams. I am Katherine Lang, and I dare you to dream big and live bold. Learn more by visiting whiteboardofworlddomination.com today and start getting your focus. And focus is going to make everything that you're doing better and easier. Always. My son kept telling me, my youngest son kept telling me that he needed glasses, but he always was mimicking his older brother, and his older brother had glasses, and we really believed that he was just trying to be like his older brother. Until one day, it's always that one day, he was looking out my office window, and with a very surprised voice, he's like, "Wow, look at all those bunnies in the yard." So I was kind of surprised. I mean, I knew we had a lot of bunnies around here, but we also have dogs and a cat, and I knew they didn't typically come up to the house, and besides, I'd never seen more than a couple at a time, and it just was weird. So I went over and stood next to him to see what he was looking at, and sure enough, there was a lot of them in the yard, but it was a lot of birds. They were hopping around hunting for those worms. His focus was off. And when those rabbits took flight because the dogs came around the corner, he realized just how off his focus was. And so did I. So we went to the eye doctor that day, or actually it was that week, but we immediately went to the eye doctor because I knew his focus wasn't right. And focus matters. Without focus, my son saw rabbits. With focus, he was able to see the leaves on the trees. And he was just in awe. You have to have focus and maintain focus if you're going to live your big dreams. So write goals in the morning. Post the goals around the house. Read out the goals during the day. Share your goals with others and review your goals every night. The more you practice your goals, the more they're going to become your default position. The more you focus on your goals, the more difficult it becomes to distract your focus away from those goals. Where you focus, you will go. Draw your straight line to your success by creating focus on your big dreams and then going towards that focus. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. Sharing with you helps me stay focused. It hones my ability to be in purpose and on purpose because I fully believe that part of my purpose is helping you discover and live out your bold and purposeful life. So if you're struggling to find your focus, we need to talk. Head over to coachforfocus.com today, right now, right as soon as this is over. Schedule your free 30-minute jumpstart call with me today. How is your focus? If you're not where you want to be, then we can work together to get there. If you are moving towards your focus, if you've got your focus and you're drawing that straight line, I want to hear about it. So join me over at the Growing Hope Radio Facebook group and share your thoughts about focus, your focus on challenges, your sharing and connecting with others. The more we connect together, the stronger we get. If you write about your stories or you on your website or on your Facebook page, share it over there in the group. I want to hear, and more importantly, I know that sharing makes a difference. When you share your wins, you get bolder in those wins and you remember them. The more we share our focus, the more we hone our focus. So let's share. Tell me all about it. Remember, you've got this. As you hone your focus, you're going to find your ability to give wings to your big dreams. And each little bit that you invest will get you a little bit closer to where you know you want to be. You are designed to be amazingly you. And the only way you miss the amazingly you is when you let others or the world tell you that you can't. But even then, it's still your choice. Choose to focus on your possibilities. Choose to focus on your uniqueness. Choose to focus on your big dreams. You will go where you focus. I am Catherine Lang, here to tell you that hope makes a difference because every day holds a promise of more and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, until next time, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.